Funeral services will be held today for Pennsylvania State Police Corporal Timothy O'Connor Jr., who was killed in the line of duty earlier this month. More from WHYY's Eric Nixon.
Investigators say O'Connor was shot and killed during a traffic stop in Honeybrook in Chester County on March 8th. Authorities say the suspect, Jesse Elks, later took his own life. O'Connor was a 15-year veteran of the Pennsylvania State Police. He is survived by his wife and their 6-year-old daughter. In a statement, the Pennsylvania State Troopers Association called his death a profound loss, saying Corporal O'Connor lived his life with honor, bravery, and integrity. Officials expect troopers from across the region to attend the services scheduled to begin at 11 a.m. at St. Joseph's Church in Downingtown. Eric Nixon, WHYY News.
Security checkpoints in 2 more terminals have been closed at Philadelphia International Airport due to staffing issues in light of the partial government shutdown. The TSA has suspended screenings in terminals A West and F. Pre-check will still be available at neighboring terminals. Gates in the terminals will be open. Last week, PHL shuttered the Terminal C security checkpoint. A South Jersey tourist attraction built in 1881 is being given a new lease on life. WHYY's David Matthau has that story.
Last year, federal spending cuts threatened to cancel a plan to restore Lucy the Elephant, a 6-story elephant-shaped roadside attraction in Margate. But the Save Lucy Committee announced that a major donation drive has raised enough money for necessary renovations to be completed. Lucy's walls and floors will be fixed and her AC and sprinkler systems will be upgraded. A spokesman for the committee says while so much has changed over the years, quote, one thing has remained the same. Lucy has been capturing hearts and sparking wonder for generations. The attraction should reopen by the summer of 2027. From the New Jersey desk, David Matthau, WHYY News.
Sports news. March Madness gets underway today. 6 games play out near us. Philadelphia is hosting first and second round men's NCAA basketball games at Xfinity Mobile Arena on Friday and Sunday. And last night, the Phillies' Bryce Harper, he hammered a 2-run homer to power Team USA to a 2-2 tie with Venezuela in the World Baseball Classic in Miami. And then Venezuela went on to win that game 3-2. Also in sports, it's the Nuggets. They beat the 76ers in a big way last night, 124-96. Spring training, the Phils over the Twins, 2-0 yesterday. And the Phils take on the Braves this afternoon. The Flyers are back on the ice visiting the Ducks tonight. The forecast for you, we've got 28 degrees right now in Philly. We're going up to 39 with clouds in the morning, some sun in the afternoon, clear tonight and down to 27. This is WHYY.